I do not want a poor man.
Why don't you want a poor man? Because you want him to, quote, provide for you, correct?
Because I've been taking care of everything my whole life, the financial burden of...
The financial burden.
Yeah.
You want him to take off the financial burden, right?
Yes.
So if you want him to take off the financial burden, how much do you want? At least half, right?
Yes.
What do you think compensates him for eliminating 50% of the financial burden that you have that he's not responsible for?
It's not that I'm trying to give him half of my financial burden, but...
Literally, you are trying to give him half of your financial burden. What are you talking about? How are you not?
I'm looking for a partner, and I'm looking for somebody that has the same goals and that wants the same thing, too. They want their best friend.
How are you not trying to give this man 50% of your financial burden he's not actually responsible for currently, but in the future he will be based on your choices?
But
right?
That, I mean, isn't that what marriage is?
Andrew is so good at seeing through women's veneer of like equality and partnership and naming their true motives and placing them raw and putrid on the table so everybody can smell how rotten the corpse actually is. But in this case, he might be too generous because he's buying her line that she just wants a man to take on 50% of her financial burden. I'm guessing that she'd be comfortable with a man taking on 100% of that burden. She says, isn't that what marriage is? And yeah, maybe that's what marriage has become. That is the deal. But increasingly, men are looking at that and thinking, why would I want to take that deal? He thinks, let me get this straight. Because I am a man, I am responsible for all of your financial burdens from the past. I'm responsible for providing for you financially in the future. I have to do 50% of the housework. I have to do 50% of the childcare. And if I dare make the suggestion that in return, you as my wife owe me a nice warm meal when I get home, a kind smile, sex a few times a week, then I'm accused of being a controlling, sexist, misogynistic patriarch who's abusing you. It's not a good deal. It's no wonder men are losing interest. And women are shocked that men aren't lining up. But modern women never think about whether or not marriage is a good deal from the perspective of a man, because they have been subjected to decades of endless feminist propaganda that tells them that they are the only ones who are important. They need to think about themselves. So they are convinced that it is empowering, that it is a woman's right to expect a man to provide everything. So much so that the very first time that some of these women are exposed to the notion that a man might want something back in return, it breaks their brain.
Oriented or not, because the truth is a person's going to stay with you based on your actions.
Yeah, Diana, but here, this is the part where accountability comes in place, because females hold the key to sex and men hold the key to commitment and marriage. You're not going to get those things that you want in a man if you don't operate in a sense of what that man wants in you.
I do.
Diana.
How would you know?
Your own reality tells you that, because they're not giving you that commitment. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, looks like Diana may be leaving. Are you leaving, Diana?
Diana, come on.
I was literally almost crying about this stupid piece of garbage, and now you're basically telling me that it's
Let's
my
talk
own
about
fucking
it.
Fault.
It's all about taking accountability. Let's talk about it.
Understand, accountability is not a human invention. It is not a luxury that we can just choose to apply or ignore. It is woven into the very fabric of this universe. On a hot day when newly planted seedlings shrivel and die, you don't blame the moon, you blame the sun. The sun is accountable because it had the power of heat to destroy those plants. If there is a raging storm with lightning and thunder, and one of the lightning strikes starts a forest fire, you don't blame the thunder, the noise, for the ensuing damage, you blame the lightning. That which has the power has the accountability. But feminism has attempted to disrupt this universal law, holding men responsible without granting them any authority. You cannot do that. That is a violation of natural law. Authority and responsibility are inextricably woven together. To modern women, the idea of submission is horrific. No way would they allow a man to take charge of their relationship. But at the same time, if anything goes wrong, he is guaranteed to receive the blame. What kind of a deal is that? Why would any man agree to take responsibility for something that he has no authority over? In your job, if your boss came to you and said, hey, would you like to be responsible for this team project? Do you agree to accept all of the blame if anything goes goes wrong. But at the same time, you have no authority over the other team members or how this project is managed. No one in their right mind would sign up to that. It's moronic. Yet this is the dynamic that men are supposed to stomach in their personal relationships. If men are going to accept any degree of responsibility inside a relationship, it must be paired with authority. That is natural. That is how the world works. And yet feminism has painted the male desire for female submission as though it is evil and controlling. Any man who dictates the behavior of his girlfriend is abusive.
Have y'all ever noticed that a guy can decline an invitation of going out because his girlfriend won't let him, and then everyone understands? But the second a girl declines an invitation because her man won't let her go out, everyone gets concerned. I feel like that doesn't make sense.
Perhaps what is necessary is just a simple change of language. The underlying dynamic stays the same. But instead of talking about authority and submission, maybe instead we talk about trust. Because what men really want in relationships is not some terrified woman who is bowing out of obedience and she has no mind of her own. He wants a kind, feminine, supportive woman who trusts him. You see, men don't mind earning that trust. Let me step up. Let me guide our relationship for a while, and I will show you how I can deliver for us as a couple. We can talk about our shared vision, the goals and values that we want in our life, and I will actively work as your man to turn that into a reality. And when I show you that I can successfully execute, I have earned more of your trust, and we will naturally fall into a very healthy feminine masculine dynamic where it's obvious that you trust me to lead and make decisions on our behalf. Yes, I will be in a leadership role and you will be in a supportive role, but it's not forced. It arises naturally, spontaneously out of the trust that I have earned. When modern women hear the word submission, they think abusive man, barking orders, dictating how a woman needs to behave. But in reality, true authority is inversely proportional to its overt expression. What I mean is that if a man is truly in charge in his relationship, he does not need to prove it. He doesn't need to put on a demonstration. He's never witnessed giving orders because it's not that kind of leadership. Her trust makes the whole dynamic imperceptible to outside observers because everything unfolds with grace and goodwill. But of course, you can be the world's most competent man, capable of leading the relationship to incredible heights. Objectively speaking, you've earned her trust 100 times over, but none of that's going to mean anything unless she is capable of trusting you.
Someone asked me, how do you start trusting guys when all they've done to you is use you? First, you need to work on the relationship with yourself. Do you trust yourself to choose the right kind of guy? Have you subconsciously been choosing guys that you know it's not gonna work out with?
Millions of men have wasted their lives working harder, sacrificing more, taking on ungodly amounts of responsibility, all in the name of one day earning her trust. But it will never work because at a fundamental level, she has closed off her heart and she will never trust a man. Even though she's the one who dated bad boy jerks and got her heart broken, and now she's bitter and incapable of trust, you are the one who's left suffering. That dynamic is not okay, because in truth, she owes you trust. If you're holding up your end of the bargain, then her trust, cooperation, and submission is something that you are entitled to. Otherwise, it is unfair. She's not holding up her end of the deal. A woman owes a man trust and submission literally because of the responsibility that he is taking on. You cannot have responsibility without authority. It does not work. It goes against nature. If a woman is okay with blaming the man for everything that goes wrong in the relationship, she pushes that responsibility onto him, then it is her duty to support him and to let him lead. If she wants to be uncooperative, to undermine his efforts to do her own thing, then she must understand that if it all comes crumbling down, then she is the one, not him, who is accountable. She has nobody to blame but herself. Women, you need to stop being scared of the concept of submission. You have been subjected to a very intense propaganda campaign that tells you that you submitting to a man is the equivalent to him abusing you. It is the exact opposite. To submit to a man is a flex. To say, I trust my man, I follow his lead, isn't something to feel guilty about. It should be a source of pride. I am such an amazing woman that look at the quality of man that I was able to attract. An intelligent, caring, responsible man who has proved to me that he's capable of leading our relationship. He has earned my trust. Yes, he has authority, but he deserves it. It comes hand in hand with the responsibility that he's taken on. Because without that authority, why would he do anything for me?
If being a masculine man means accepting the burden of others, why would anyone want to be a man by that definition?
I have no idea, honey. I definitely would not want to be a man. I'll tell you that much. But men are amazing creatures, and they are beautiful. They are meant to be loved. They are meant to be cherished. And if we're going to be honest, us as women, we are supposed to cater to our men because they take care of us. They do what they can for us. Now, if that ain't your man, then that's on you.
Men, you need to start valuing yourselves more. Understand that what you bring to a relationship is precious and you deserve something in return. Women don't always understand this, but men know it, that leadership is not a carnival ride. It's not fun. It is a burden to be responsible for the well-being of others. It's a heavy weight to carry. It's stressful. In World War II, Australia's Prime Minister John Curtin worked himself to death. Quite literally, he was so stressed, he barely slept. He was awake all night, concerned about the fates of Australian soldiers. It took a massive toll on his health, and he ended up dying in office just weeks before the war ended. That's what leadership looks like. As men, you're expected to be responsible for the relationship and for the family. Men know what it's like to stress, to not sleep well, to not take care of your own health because you're so busy thinking about the needs of everybody else. Women need to stop painting male leadership as though it's this power-hungry ego trip, like men just enjoy ordering women about. That's not it, and framing it that way is dishonest and disrespectful. Leadership is a responsibility that men nobly take upon themselves for the benefit of others. And the least that a woman can do in exchange for that sacrifice is be supportive, be grateful. So let's get practical. If this is the dynamic that you want to take charge and be a leader inside your relationship, you want your partner to trust you, you want to enforce that as a standard that she must meet. How do you communicate that at the beginning of the dating process or in the middle of a relationship? As usual, the video that you've seen so far covers the theory. If you want to get into the practical implementation, you're going to want to watch the rest of this video. That is available on Patreon. Just come over, sign up, and you can watch it right now. What I post here on YouTube are just the shortened, abridged versions of my videos. If you would like access to the full-length versions, then come over to Patreon.